You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Wednesday to you. It's August the 30th, and I'm back at you to talk about the 76ers. Today, I want to talk to you about Elton Brand. Elton Brand, basically one of Philadelphia's favorite all-time Sixers. You know, here's a guy who yesterday the Sixers announced that he is going to be the general manager of the Delaware 87ers, the Sixers G League, formerly the NBA Development League. So now it's called the Gatorade League, the G League for short. He's the general manager of their affiliate. I think it's a great. How many times are you going to say great, Keith? Great. Hire. Also, I want to talk about James Michael McAdoo. He's a guy who the 76ers announced today. We knew a couple days ago. His agency basically tweeted it out a week ago that he was going to be a two-way guy for him. Two-way meaning that he'll have a two-way contract. He's going to play with the Sixers, and he's also going to play with the G League team. He's only permitted to play a total of 45 days. Not games, days. He's allowed to be with the team for 45 days on the Sixers. But I have a feeling that, again, I haven't spoken to anyone about this, but I have a feeling that that possibly could change for Mr. McAdoo moving forward. I think that he's a great addition in regards to a two-way contract. I think that he can help the 76ers. I think that this is a perfect fit for him and for the team based on his being a great locker room guy, a stand-up guy, and the fact that this is a young group. He's going to be going into his fourth year, but he's still an extremely young guy who basically could help this team out, and I think that he can get some minutes. You know, I think that the 76ers could, you know, let's not rule out the fact that, you know, their guy like a Jahlil Okafor could still be on the trading block. And if Jahlil should get traded, I think that, you know, McAdoo could be someone that the team brings up and full-time, and he could fit in very nicely. I mean, his skill set, he's a rotation big. You know, I think a lot of it, you know, his the fact that he didn't play a lot in Golden State was that, you know, at the particular time, Golden State was, they won two championships, they lost one, they went to three straight NBA Finals during his tenure. So it was one of those things where, you know, there really wasn't time to develop a young star or an up-and-coming young player. And, you know, he wasn't a high draft pick. So, again, he was a guy who was a role player from the start. And the team was trying to win championships. You know, he spent some time in the D League for them. And I think that right now he could be someone who can come in and give valuable minutes as a role player off the bench for the 76ers. He's also, like I said, a great guy, a guy who the Sixers, you know, will welcome in, a guy who, as Elton Brand said, I like him even though he's from North Carolina. He went to the University of North Carolina. And Elton Brand is a product of Duke. And also, he's familiar with the Sixers. You know, he and Justin Anderson, the Sixers' third-year swingman who was traded here last year from the Dallas Mavericks, grew up, I'm not going to say they grew up together because they're one's from Norfolk, the other one's from another area, but they played AAU ball together for the Boo Williams All-Stars, the famed Nike AAU team down in Hampton Roads. So, you know, he's not coming into a situation where he doesn't know anyone. I think that it will work out well for him. Now, Elton Brand, you know, I really think that Elton is going to be great for the 87ers. I think that he's also a great, huge addition for the 76ers. But before I talk to you about Elton Brand, you know, I really want to share something with you guys in regards to, SeatGeek. And, SeatGeek is, in my opinion, is the best way to get tickets. You know, let's just talk about it. You know, SeatGeek, buying tickets to sports and concerts can be complicated, but there is a better, simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to live events. With SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets with just two snaps. SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices, fully guaranteed. There's nothing quite like seeing your favorite team or musician, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value. You know, I mean, personally, I'm a little tell you a little bit of information. You know, I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I found to shop for tickets. I can go anywhere, and just with a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually use SeatGeek to buy tickets for this weekend's Pitt and Youngstown State game. Now, for some of you guys may know that I'm, you know, a graduate of University of Pittsburgh, and I'm taking my family there this weekend. We're going to take a trip. It's going to be their first time going to Pittsburgh with me. And, you know, because I was thinking about doing something for Labor Day. I mean, I really wanted to do something for Labor Day. And I decided after, you know, a lot of thought, we were thinking about going to Myrtle Beach. You know, we were thinking about doing a couple other things. But I had a lot of thought. I said, you know what? I really want them to experience a Pitt football game. So what I did is I went to SeatGeek, you know, again, got the app. Went to SeatGeek and I saw three tickets, three great tickets, I might add. They're right on the 50-yard line, on the lower level for SeatGeek. And I purchased them. It was extremely easy. You know, there's a couple steps. You purchase the tickets. You get confirmation. And within a couple days later, you know, with the app, the tickets are now on my app, you know. So basically the guy sold it to me and I have the tickets. It's easy. I mean, it's not like I didn't have to worry about waiting in the mail to get them. I didn't have to, I wasn't stressed or anything. I don't have to worry about, oh my God, when we leave and when we drive to Pittsburgh on Friday, you know, it's not going to be one of those things like, hey, did you pack the tickets? No, the tickets are on my phone. They're on my app. And it was easy. It was simple. You know, this isn't my first time with SeatGeek, so it's fine. But, you know, if it would have been my first time, you know, all I had to do was just, you know, type in the code LOMBA, and I would have received a $20, you know, rebate, off of my SeatGeek purchase. So that's extremely helpful. So if I'm you, I'm just telling you, you need to go to the SeatGeek app and get it, download it. And then the first time you purchase tickets, you know, do the promo code LOMBA and you'll get $20 off the tickets. Now, another thing is, you know, I do cover the 76ers. You know, there are people, you know, in my family who are Sixers fans. I don't get tickets and I really don't want to get tickets from the organization because it's a conflict of interest. So I just need to tell you all that if you ever ask me for some tickets. No, I don't get them. But what I do is I refer people to SeatGeek. I always tell them, go to the app. You know, just download tickets and you will get them and you'll be able to go to a game. Not just home games, away games. I know several friends are doing that for the season opener down in D.C. on October the 18th. So that's something that you guys can do and something that will work out well for you. But now let's just talk about Elton. You know, when Elton came back in January, I believe, of 2016, you know, it was one of those things where the 76ers wanted him to play ball. Jerry Colangelo, you know, who's a good friend of Elton, Duke's coach, Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, you know, basically, you know, needed a guy who was going to be a great locker room guy, a guy who he could trust, a guy who will lead the young 76ers in the right direction. And Elton came back. He accepted the challenge, and he did it. He was there through the rest of the season. He came back the following preseason and helped out. And then he retired. Again, it was his second retirement because he retired from, you know, basketball the year before that, before he came back in January. And he retired, but he became a consultant to the team. While he was a consultant to the team, you know, he was basically remained a mentor. His job was to be a mentor and be around the squad. But also he was involved in the draft process. He helped out in like other aspects when it came down to the team. And he felt as if that this was something that he really wanted to do. He loved it. And when the opportunity presented itself, when Brandon Williams, the former Delaware 87's general manager, basically received a promotion by going to Sacramento and becoming the assistant general manager of the Kings, this became a no-brainer to Elton. And basically, when you look at Elton Brand, a guy is 38 years old. He plays 17 seasons in the NBA. As I said before, he's very well respected and very well liked. A smart young man. It came down to the thing where I don't think that the 76ers could have basically could have hired a better candidate. Now, again, some may argue that, you know, what does he know about being a general manager? You know, he hasn't done this before. He hasn't been a front office guy for a little bit longer than the couple months that he was a consultant with the Sixers. But hey, you have to start somewhere. And I think that the fact of his knowledge in the program, the fact that he's learned stuff from Brian and Jerry Colangelo, that this makes him possibly it makes him the best candidate around. So I think that this is the start of something big. I wouldn't be surprised if we see Elton within a couple of years, you know, moving up the chain, so to speak. You know, who knows if it's going to be with the 76ers, but I'm confident that it will possibly be with another team, if not the Sixers. So I think that this is a win-win. He brings credibility to the organization. I mean, he's, you know, a former player, and that speaks a lot in the credibility category when it comes down to luring players here. And he's a straight shooter. I like him a lot. I respect him. You know, I think that he's a role model to a lot of kids. You know, when you think of Elton Brand, you often think of, hey, he went to Duke. Hey, he's made a lot of money. He dresses well. He speaks well. But a lot of people don't know his background. He's just like any other person. He came from, you know, the quote inner city, but he didn't, and it's for him, it's not just about shooting basketballs, dunking the ball, you know, this and that. You know, Elton's more than that. He turned basketball into a career. You know what I mean? He's not one of the guys who was holding on and talking about, you know, I did this, I did that. No. He used basketball to get him to where he is, and where he is now is an executive with the Philadelphia 76ers who's in charge of their G League team. And I just want to say congratulations to him, and I really look forward to working with him, you know, as he, you know, goes on to this next stage of his career. And I really want to thank you guys for listening to this week's Locked On Sixers, and I'll come back and I'll, you know, talk to y'all next week. But it's always a pleasure, and have a great Labor Day weekend. And I have to say this, go Pitt, smash Youngstown State. Hey, you know me, I got to keep it real, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to smash Youngstown State. All right, bye-bye, peace.
Hey.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.